The summer festival season is in full swing, and there are a number of well-produced gems to enjoy. The Colorado Shakespeare Festival opened the summer with a definitive version of one of the Bard's masterpieces, Much Ado About Nothing. The linchpin is the director's emphasis on the comedic elements and in downplaying the villainy, which is comprised of the revenge of Prince Don Pedro's illegitimate brother, Don John, who stages a counterfeit assignation, leading Claudio to accuse Hero of unfaithfulness. In addition to the elevation of the overall comedic tone, the entire ensemble and design team shines bright, beginning with Beatrice and Benedict's magnetic swings, repelling each other in one instant, attracting each other in the next, which keeps the tension high and the outcome in doubt, while providing high contrast to the near tragic aspects of Hero and Claudio's love relationship. Running in repertory with the lovely comedy is Othello, the Moor of Venice, in which Iago seeks revenge for Othello's promotion of Cassio to lieutenant, a post which he aspires to, setting in motion the most devious series of deceptions in the canon. While this is Othello's tragedy, it is played out entirely in Iago's world, a dystopia in which everyone presumes him honest until the end, thus enabling him to manipulate events and present his warped view of human nature. The Colorado Shakespeare Festival's presentation of Othello runs through August 8th in repertory with Much Ado About Nothing, Henry V, and the barb-oriented comedy Wittenberg. For tickets, 303-492-8008 or coloradoshakes.org. Less than an hour's drive from the metro area, one of Giuseppe Verdi's most beloved tragedies returns to Central City Opera to open its 83rd season. First performed in 1853, La Traviata, The Fallen Woman, tells us a lot through the eyes of Violetta Valeré, performed by Ellie Den, about the subjugation and emancipation of women in the past 162 years. Much like George Bernard Shaw's Mrs. Warren's Profession, we see an unmarried woman living an independent life, succeeding in one of the few endeavors, a courtesan, available to her outside of marriage. Right from the top, at one of Violetta's opulent parties where she entertains noblemen and other wealthy male clients, Den's lovely soprano opens right up, drawing us into a life of pleasure and merriment. Strong work from the chorus and lovely costumes make for a rousing opening number. As the party continues, Violetta is introduced to Alfredo Germont, Ryan McPherson, whom she learns called every day during her recent illness and is sweet on her. Violetta wonders if he is really in love with her. Alfredo is called up to offer a toast, and McPherson thrills us with a spirited rendition of a famous brindisi, or drinking song. Violetta and Alfredo converse, making lovely music together. Den's coloratura and trills are a treat, and she is left taking Alfredo's passion seriously. Maestro John Barrow and the Festival Orchestra deliver an exquisite rendition of Verdi's fabulous melodies. Peter Harrison's simple yet elegant settings bring grandeur to this enduring story. Central City Opera's presentation of La Traviata runs through Saturday, August 8th. For tickets, 303-292-6700 or centralcityopera.org. For more information on these and other productions, check out my website at coloradodrama.com. and my reviews in Variety. For KUVO and KVJZ, this is Bob Bowes.